All right, hey, happy Monday to everybody. This is Matt Galogli, and today what I want to talk to you about is the difference between rank amateurs and high performance professionals. Now, the reason why I want to share this with you today is this is the Monday after what is known as the Open. If you are not a golfer, I am. If you follow any of my stuff, you know that I am a bit of an addict, been playing since I was 6 years old, former golf professional, all that other good stuff. But this weekend, there was the final of the four majors. It's the British Open, otherwise known as the Open. And a 24-year-old kid by the name of Colin Morikawa won. Now, what makes that interesting is that not only did he win, but it's his second major that he won. And he won it the first time ever playing in the British. Why is this important to you? Why does this matter? And why should you pay attention to this? Well, I'm going to reveal that to you in just a minute, but let me just give you a little bit of an insight in this. One of the things you'll notice if you spend any time around professional athletes is that they have coaches. They have people that work with them to constantly improve their game. Now, I have the great benefit of knowing quite a few number of professional athletes, professional golfers, things of that nature. They all have people that help them get better, whether it be through performance of eating or nutrition or exercise or stretching or the mechanical side of their game. Now, if I go out to my local golf course where I play and I go to the driving range, I'll see a bunch of rank amateurs, people that shoot 90, giving each other advice on how to fix each other's respective golf swings. Now, that's like taking tax advice from my neighbor, okay? Unless they're a CPA. The thing that I want to share with you today is it's really about the importance of who are you listening to and where you're getting your information from, okay? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. In fact, I'll talk about that quite a bit over the next couple of days because this is something that is near and dear to my heart. So let me dive into the main differences between a rank amateur and a high performance professional. And specifically, I'm going to talk to you about the rank amateur. So, rank amateurs, there's a couple of qualities that you can find right off the bat to see if somebody is a rank amateur. And the first one is they already know that. I've had the great fortune of working with well over 3,800 entrepreneurs since 2004, 2005, somewhere in there. And one of the things that has always struck me is the ones that succeed in my process and the ones that don't. And the ones that don't succeed generally have this approach of they already know that. Oh yeah, I knew that. Oh yeah, I know to do that. Oh yeah, I know that. They come from a place of it's almost like they are afraid to admit that they don't know something. Okay. And I think sometimes that can be a little bit even more prevalent, by the way, in working with medical professionals, specifically doctors. Okay. But if you find yourself saying, oh, I already know that. Well, look, let me tell you something. Behind me here, you'll see this is just a small collection of my books. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of books, if not thousands of books in my house, digitally, things of that nature, on things like high performance, goal achievement, marketing, business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on down the line. Yeah, there's even a few in there about how to hit a better golf ball. So, I don't come from a place of thinking that I already know everything. In fact, I come from a place of wonderment. Even if I think I know, I pretend that I don't. So, again, rank amateurs, they already know that. You say, oh, yeah, that you tell them something, oh, I already knew that. Two, they feel like they can figure it out on their own. Now, this is really interesting to me because I think this is the best example that you could see if you were to compare a driving range, a practice facility, a PGA Tour event versus the one at the local golf course. The one on the PGA Tour, or let's say at the British Open this weekend, you will see that you have the player, they'll have their caddy who acts as a coach, okay? And then they'll have their swing coach, right? They'll have somebody there who's their swing coach. They'll usually have two or three other people working with them to get them into the zone so that they're playing well that day. Okay. The best players, the best performers in any professional endeavor know they cannot figure it out on their own. And this is a really dangerous place to be. If you think that you can figure this out on your own, in my view, you are wasting your time. Okay. You want to make sure that if you've got this approach that you, oh, I'm just going to figure this out on my own. You know, there's a lot of people out there that have already figured this out. There's a lot of people out there that have already figured out how to run a successful medical practice, a cash-based practice. There's, and it's, again, you'll hear me talk about this all the time. It's not about doing a better procedure. Okay. All right. Rank amateurs. The other difference, rank amateurs, they have this belief that successful people don't need coaches. Nothing could be further from the truth. Look at people like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had his physical trainer, okay? LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Tom Brady, the list, Peyton Manning, the list goes on and on and on. Successful people actually rely on coaches. Like I said, I've had an opportunity to hang out with quite a few very successful people, multi-billionaires, people that have built business empires from scratch, professional athletes, people that have gone on to win, you know, their equivalent of a major championship in their respective field. Successful people always have coaches around them. They're always learning. They have somebody that they are constantly learning from that is showing them the way. Rank amateurs don't. Rank amateurs like to just say, oh, I can figure this out on my own, or that's a big ass waste of money. I once had a business partner one time, and I've always had coaches, and he couldn't get past the fact that I was spending $2,500 a month on a coach. And he's like, oh my God, how many clients does that guy have? I'm like, I don't know. He probably has 20. My God, that's a lot of money. That's at least making $50,000 a month. That's over $600,000 a year. That's a lot of money. He doesn't need to make that kind of money. I'm like, what do you care? The guy's helped people build numerous companies from startup to $100 million. Don't you think we could learn something from him? Needless to say, he didn't like the fact that I was working with him. He had this belief, even though he was a coach himself in sports. You know, a lot of people think that successful people just don't need coaches, that they can figure this out on their own. And I think that that isolationism is a bad place to be. Okay. The fourth misconception that rank amateurs have is that they believe that coaching is a waste of time and money. It is not a waste of time and money. I have people that I coach with and I mentor with. I had one for a very, very long time. Unfortunately, he passed away. But his voice still rings true to this day on everything that I do. It's one of the reasons why I love coaching practice owners, because I know that there is nothing out there for you, that you don't have anyone to really go to. And I want you to think about it like this. So as a doctor, and I know that there's a number of you that are like med spa owners that aren't physicians and things like that. But just kind of follow this analogy. So if you're a doctor, you go to med school, then you do residency. I want you to think of coaching as a fellowship, right? If you want to get really, really good at something, what? You apply to be in a fellowship. And that fellowship lasts a year and, you know, all of that. And you get to work with one of the best in an industry to get significantly better at that craft. Well, it's the same thing with coaching. Coaching is exactly that. Coaching and mentoring is exactly that. I'm amazed, by the way. I am absolutely amazed by the number of people who are struggling in their business, who continue to try and figure it out on their own. It is the most dumbfounding thing in the world to me, or one of the most, I should say. Okay. I do not understand that if you are struggling, why someone would continually try to figure something out on their own. You know, it's success is, and I study success incessantly. Success is a pretty straightforward approach. It's actually a straight line, okay? And if you want to get better at something, all you have to do is find somebody who has done it before you, hire them, and then do exactly what they tell you to do. It's that simple. It literally is that simple. It's not any harder than that. Okay. You find somebody that has done what you want in the past that you want to do in the future for you. Hire them, retain them, and do exactly as they tell you to do. It's that simple. There's nothing harder to it. And yet we want to make it, well, you know, this thing is different over here. And, you know, it's business. It's absolutely straightforward, just business. It's one of the reasons why when I work with clients, it doesn't matter to me. I get a lot of people, oh, well, Matt, you built your practices and erectile dysfunction. Well, it doesn't really matter. You know, I've worked with doctors that do vaginal dryness, like bladder leakage, stem cell, regenerative. It doesn't matter to me. Okay. I work with doctors that have insurance practices, not insurance practices. It doesn't matter. Success is success. The fundamentals of success are the fundamentals of success. So I want to leave you with this. This weekend, like I said, Colin Morikawa won the Open, the British Open. And you heard him thank all the people around him that have made this successful, specifically his coach, his longtime swing coach, who actually has been working with him since I think he was about 12 years old or something like that. He has all the greats have people around him that are coaching them and mentoring them and showing them the way. Who do you have showing you the way in your business? Who is it? Who do you have showing you the way to grow your practice? You may think, oh, well, I've got this agency and they're generating leads. No. Who do you have that is showing you the way to grow your practice? Because generating leads is vastly different than just learning how to go out and grow a practice. They are two widely different things. And in fact, it's one of the reasons why your lead generation probably isn't working, because of the fact that you're not really doing the fundamentals to grow a successful practice from the business standpoint. All right, that's what I have for today. I appreciate everybody sharing these. We just hit a milestone on Thursday with the number of downloads in a day. We went over 50 downloads in a day, so thank you so much for that. I appreciate it very, very much. Be on the lookout. I'm going to be posting another video on this topic. Hopefully, I'll be doing an interview with one of my clients here in the next couple of days about their success, so that you can see the power of coaching and the power of having the right person showing you the way. Y'all have a great day, everybody. And remember, who are you listening to? Who are you following? Who's going to be taking down that path to success? Have a great day, everybody. See you soon.